A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go towards the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join in." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. This passage reminds me of when I was involved in the RCIA program in the parish I was in about 20-something years ago. There was a man there signed up to be part of the program again that year. He'd been in it several years. He'd tried it two or three consecutive years, but had always given up, pressure of work or getting confused or whatever. So the first couple of weeks, he didn't turn up at all. Then he arrived late one evening, and when he arrived, we just started reading the gospel for that week, which was the Beatitudes. And so as he came in, I passed the book I was reading from over towards him so he could follow. And then he grabbed it from me. And as the reading finished, he said, "Is this what it really says?" And they turned to the priest and said, "Father, I want to be baptized right away. This makes sense. It just ties the whole thing together." So he was impatient then to be baptized after having delayed it several years, or having started and given up and started and given up. And suddenly the whole thing fell into place, just as it did for this eunuch in the chariot. From time to time, I see him as I've moved away from that parish a long time ago. I see him from time to time, and he's fully involved in the parish and quite an active and involved Catholic and Christian in all that he does. And it's an example of what the Father leads us to at the right time for us. We are, all people seem to be seeking something. And then with an explanation or reaching the word of God at the right time, something falls into place and helps us along the way. In the Gospel reading for today from John's Gospel, chapter 6, Jesus is quoted there as saying, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the desert, and they are dead. But this bread which comes down from heaven, so that a person may eat it and not die, I am the living bread which has come down from heaven." A young woman, a disenchanted Catholic, you could say. She had long since given up. And her non-Catholic husband found in the parish a soup kitchen-type meal that was run on a Tuesday night. And his wife, the Catholic, the ex-Catholic, was wonderful at catering. And he got her involved in that. And through going as a family and taking along wonderful meals and serving them to those who were needy, the woman became interest again in parish life and involvement and activity. So there she was, giving nourishment to those who needed it, and yet at the same time she received nourishment from them and found her way back to her belief in the Christianity she had rejected so long before. And just as Philip explained the scriptures to the eunuch in the chariot, he then was encouraged through that to continue on with his preaching and living the good news, spreading it around among others. This is the nourishment we ourselves need, but also those around us need, either in the practical physical sense or in the spiritual sense. One way or another, we all need nourishment as an ongoing, life-giving, significant point in our lives.